Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A Pensacola jury has hit cigarette giant R.J. Reynolds Tobacco with nearly $24 billion in damages to the widow of a smoker who died of lung cancer. The company is vowing to fight the verdict. The suit was brought by Cynthia Robinson, whose husband Michael Johnson Sr. died of lung cancer in 1996 at age 36. He'd been smoking since he was 13. The jury found the tobacco company purposely concealed the dangers of smoking from its customers. The city of Birmingham will get a chance to make its case to the Democratic National Committee today. The Magic City wants to be the site of the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Birmingham is competing against New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Columbus, Ohio. Nancy Worley is chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. She says this could be a great opportunity to show the nation a picture of Birmingham that they haven't yet seen in their history books.
When they think of Alabama, they tend to remember those pictures, you know, of the dogs and hoses and all that, and you know, that's not what Alabama is today. I think that it would be a very positive way to change some minds throughout the country.
It may be early next year before Birmingham learns who will get to host the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Alabama is getting high marks in a new report on how states deal with pain care and management. Alabama scored a perfect A on the latest report from the American Cancer Society. It looks at how well a state balances getting people access to needed medication without encouraging abuse. David Woodman-See with the ACS says sometimes there is a stigma attached that prevents people from getting the help they need.
The problem is right now is creating awareness and letting the public and medical professionals know that in Alabama, it's okay to practice this sort of medicine where you allow cancer patients, people that are in pain, people that legitimately need these pain medications. It's okay for people to want them and for doctors to prescribe them to them.
Alabama had ranked a B-plus since 2006. It's now one of the 15 states across the country with the perfect A score. The National Park Service reports that its parks and other attractions in Alabama saw an increase in visitors last year. The Park Service recorded nearly 750,000 visitors in 2013. That was up from about 717,000 in 2012. The increase came even though there was a 16-day government shutdown last year. The Park Service estimates the visitors had an economic impact of nearly $28 million. The National Park Service facilities in Alabama include Horseshoe Bend National Military Park, Little River Canyon National Preserve, Russell Cave National Monument, and others. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Peter Crank.
As we head back to work, we can expect temperatures to return to those lower 90s, very summer-like for our Monday. We're going to see a few storms across the area, mainly south of I-20, but there's still a chance for everyone really across the state to see a thunderstorm or two this afternoon into this evening. Lows will be in the lower 70s overnight tonight. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.